Hello and welcome to Mental Health Insights. This episode is actually inspired by right now, while I'm recording this, we are being asked to socially isolate, socially distance ourselves due to this virus, this coronavirus that has outbroken. So I want to create this episode, one, to talk a little bit about how to make the social distancing easier, and two, I want to highlight how important stress is and managing our stress and being able to keep ourselves calm and collected during this time is. So let's first start with keeping ourselves calm and collected. So if you remember back to any of our anxiety and stress episodes, one of the things that you may recall us talking about, especially during the very first one that we've had, is that if our body is feeling stress and our mind, the anxiety is just running rampant, then our immune system takes a huge hit. So right now, us being concerned with catching this virus and the potential ramifications of that makes this even more important, right? There is a lethal aspect to this virus, which means our immune system has to be in top notch. And of course, our hygiene and everything and take protective measures, all that goes without saying. What I am specifically talking about is working on keeping ourselves calm so that our immune system can be as strong as it can during this time. And we want our immune system to be as strong as it can for several different reasons. One is that so if we actually do catch the virus, our body will be able to fight it off. The challenging thing about this is that the virus, once it infects you, part of your immune system will basically start attacking your body in some capacity. So you want your immune system to be even more beefed up to help you stave off the virus as much as you can. But also, if you are not calm, if your anxiety is running rampant and you're stressed, not only will your immune system be compromised, but you'll likely do things that will actually, create opportunities for you to get this virus. So what I mean by that is people start to get into kind of like a circular type of thinking, an obsessive type of thinking, where germs will be everywhere and every surface needs to be cleaned and I need to wash my hands way more times than needed or anything like that. And as those types of thoughts increase, our stress increases, and as our stress increases, our immune system will suffer and will be more likely to slip up. So it's more and more important to stay calm as much as you can. And one of the ways to stay calm as much as you can is to identify what is the thing right now that is causing me the most stress. So for many of us, there's a lot of different things. One, maybe the actual virus itself. If the actual virus is causing you stress, then one of the things you may consider is trying to take a mental break from thinking about the virus. That means you don't watch the news about it. You don't look up articles about it. You don't read about it. You don't talk to people about it. You take a nice mental break from the virus. Or you just allow yourself to do some other task and give yourself some of that time so that your body can start to regulate itself again so that you do not get as stressed. Now, you may be listening to this and you're like, well, Craig, that's crazy because if I do that then and I'm not staying vigilant, then I may catch it. I don't agree, and actually the research doesn't agree about that too. Usually when our people are paranoid, they're more likely to make bad things happen to them than the opposite, right? So we have to try to keep a level head. And one of the best ways of doing that, you're not trying to ignore it or anything like that. You're just giving yourself some other thing to occupy your time and your mind, at least for a portion of time. It's a beautiful day outside right now. I'm recording this, and I know that's may not be the case whenever you're listening to this, but just as an example, you can still socially distance and be responsible as much as you can. You can go outside and walk and be outside, or just sit on your patio or deck or your front porch or whatever it may be, just to be, just to sit, just to give yourself that time away from constantly worrying about this thing. Another thing, so that's kind of like the stress and anxiety part of it, right? If it's the virus you're concerned about, maybe it's finances during this time that you're concerned about. And there's a lot of people that are concerned about finances, and rightfully so. You know, people have lost their jobs or don't know how long this is going to last, or I've been moved from full-time to part-time or whatever it may be, right? There is a lot of stress around finances during this time. And I would have the same recommendation, is that you can work out your finances and then give yourself a break from it. Worrying about it and thinking about it is not going to generate more income. It's just not, right? So we have to take time away from worrying about that, from working on it, from trying to generate more income, just to rest, fill our mind with something else. Right now, puzzle companies are doing phenomenal because a lot of people are buying puzzles, you know. So if puzzle or a book or whatever it's your thing, TV show or movie, those are your things, then do those things. Spending time with family, whatever it may be, then you have to do those things, right? You have to take the break from it. Worrying about money is not going to generate more money, but you can dedicate time to, right? You do have to financially plan. You have to look at that. There's a whole bunch of financial resources out there right now, right? There's time and place to be concerned about that, and it cannot be 24/7, right? Because if you're stressed about that, then it's going to lead to other implications that we talked about earlier. Another thing that people are really stressed about is the actual act of social distancing. It's a very isolating and lonely thing to do. So there are quite a few companies that are helping with this, one of them being Google, another being Zoom. I know there are others. Sorry, I can't think of them right off the bat. I'm sure Facebook has something as well. But where you can actually try to socially gather with your friends, at least in some capacity, a virtual capacity, you know, whether or not that's, hey, we're hosting a virtual happy hour, or just a morning coffee, like I'm actually getting ready to do that tomorrow, just have coffee with a colleague tomorrow morning. It's all going to be virtual. That way you can still have some type of social interaction, social connection. It's not entirely the same, but it's better than zero. In fact, it's a lot better than zero, especially since you can see their face. For all intents and purposes, the brain actually doesn't respond to it too much differently. Except you just don't get as many cues to read off body language. But it does, you feel a certain kinship and you feel like you can talk to someone and you can be with someone. It's a really cool experience, actually, to get a group of people together and to do a Google Hangout or anything like that during this time, because we don't have the other options right now. All right, so being able to get a little bit creative with being able to hang out with people and being able to talk with people and still being social while maintaining that distance and staying at home, so that if you're a carrier or you don't risk being infected or carry yourself or anything like that, you know, we don't even have to worry about that because we have alternative, you know, things that we can do, right? You have to be mindful of that, because a lot of people may consider like, okay, I will be good without talking to people for a while. Typically, you will not. Most people gear more towards the social side, and they do well talking with their friends, interacting with their friends. Set aside some time, right? A lot of people have more free time right now. I know that's not true for everybody, but just like you have to do in your normal life, right? Your normal life outside of everything that's going on, you have to make time for friends, and it's easy making time for friends in a virtual space, because you don't have to worry about getting there or anything like that. Like, you know, if you guys have a happy hour or whatever that you guys are doing virtually, you guys don't have to worry about driving, or you guys don't have to worry about some of the costs or anything that are associated with that. So those are some of the things. I know that whenever I talk to people, those are some like the main stressors, is I'm thinking about it all the time, Craig. I am in this place where financially things are really tough and I am feeling really alone right now. That way we can check off those three things with some of those strategies I talked about. I know it's really hard. It's really hard because our brain is geared towards thinking about problems. It is geared towards focusing on them until they're fixed. So it may take you a little bit of training, a little bit of brain training to be like, okay, this is a break right now. The more and more you practice it, the better and better you get at it. And good news, this is a great time to practice this because it's not like problems start, or sorry, rather, problems do not stop whenever this is all over with, right? They're still there. So the more and more that you can learn to set aside time just to relax and not think about all the things that, you know, or stressful, or that you know, are demanding your attention or anything, that's more of a benefit for you to learn it now and to continue that practice going forward. So make sure that you are giving yourself time, right? Giving yourself time to fight the stress, fight the anxiety that is going on. Now, really, we've talked mostly about being able to survive this thing. And if you are social isolating, if you are an essential personnel or essential occupation or anything that has to be out and about during this time, which I know there are lots of people that are considered that, well, you are potentially going to get this, and you take different measures and everything like that, right? And you develop new habits, right? How often you wash your hands, or, all right, as soon as I get home, I take off my clothes, throw them in the laundry, take a quick shower. That way I can make sure that I'm not spreading it to my family or anything. This goes for you too, being able to set aside time to not worry about that. A lot of the people I'm working with right now, they are very concerned with infecting their family. And that's a very valid and legitimate concern. Whenever you're going to be around them, you just have to know that I have to be clean, and I have to have different clothes on than what I had before so that I don't risk carrying and infecting them as well. It's 3 hours that it's carried in the air. So as long as you are changing clothing, taking shower, and cleaning yourself, and you wait a little bit of time, then you will be fine with that. But you still have to do some of these same recommendations that I have for the other people, because the stress and anxiety will cause you issues too. I can't tell you how many people that I know that are getting sick, not because they're getting the coronavirus, they're actually getting sick because their stress and anxiety is through the roof, so their immune system is being compromised, so they're getting sick from other types of things. So, if that's happening to you, that you're not the only one, and just know that that's one of the effects that this is happening, you know, having. So set aside time for yourself, set aside time for friends, and set aside time to think and enjoy other things besides watching all the news and papers and articles and, you know, all the things that people are saying about it, because you do not want to incite more panic in your own internal world than there has to be, right? There's a healthy level of that. And if you are worried about this and you're having trouble sleeping with it, then you kind of know that that's a little bit too much, right? So you try your best to dial back, and we will all get through this. We will all get through this. And I hope that if you're listening to this, you can take some of this to heart and you can practice some of it, and we will all get through it. So thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we are all in this together. And I do want to mention one last thing. Like I said, we're all in this together, and I want to let you know that different counselors and therapists have the capacity to do video sessions. That way, if you are stressed and it's hard for you to do some of these things I'm recommending, or you just know that this is kind of taking over your own internal world and causing a lot of challenges for you personally, then I would recommend you reach out to therapists like me or other people that you've listened to on here. They all have the capacity to do video sessions during this time. We're all in this together, like I said, and we will all get through it together as well. So until next time, I wish you well. Thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. Music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.